All right, it's time for a quick draft day, happy hour, quick shot. All right, so me and Andrew decided to do best case scenario for the Saints and worst case. And I know most of you probably think I'm going to do the worst case, but I want to hear
some feedback too. I want to hear if you guys like this, if we should keep doing it, or if this is a waste of time and you just want the podcast once a week.
Exactly. So we take it, but 500 people listened to it to yesterday. So we're
I mean, the phone call is happening either way, so you guys can either
It doesn't matter to us. So I think this is my best case for the Saints. They're at 11, and Houston wants a quarterback. And Trubisky went, and they kind of panicked. And they give the Saints their second and third round pick. Now, that would be like a 200-point discount that the Saints would be giving Houston, because it really should be more than that. But Loomis is like, hey, I need to move down. I'm going to give you a slight
discount. Where does Houston pick in the first?
25.
So they got to move 14 spots.
That's
a lot.
So that would give them – but they give them 7 picks. And here's the reason why I think it would be really good and ideal for Saints. Because
7 picks,
I think,
in
the
first 3 rounds, you mean?
Yeah. So the Saints would have two competing issues that Mickey Loomis has to try to do. He has to try to satisfy the coaches and Sean Payton who want Malcolm Butler. And he has to satisfy Jeff Ireland and the scouts who are like, this draft is loaded and it's perfect for us. So I think the dream scenario for the Saints is to have 5 picks basically in the top 100 and get Malcolm Butler. And the 2 extra picks from Texans, what it allows them to do is they could give number 57 to New England for Butler, and the extra third that they got, they could use that to move up from 25. Say they have their cloud or their tier of pass rushers, and they're like, okay, they have 4 of them in there, and they're like, look, we got to get one of these edge guys. So at 25, you have an extra third-round pick you got from Houston, so you can move back up. And so in the end, let's say they trade one of the picks for Butler, and they use the other Houston third-round pick to move up, say, 7 spots to make sure they get Barnett, who fell. You still have your 5 picks, and you get Butler, and all you had to do was move down 7 to 8 spots. Like, that, to me, is the dream scenario. It's probably not going to happen because that's a lot of guy. I think anyone would sign up for it. And it's a lot of moving around, and you can fill in the 5 players whoever you want, but that's the ultimate goal, I think, for Loomis is to keep 5 picks in the top 3 rounds and get Butler. So that's my dream scenario. I don't see it happen, although I do still think Malcolm Butler can still happen. And I think teams want to move down, Andrew, this draft, and I think teams are going to be handing out discounts to do it. Like the chart is not going to be gospel for these trades.
Yeah, I mean, the only reports I've really heard so far are the Titans, the 49ers, and there was one other team that came out today that said they all want to move down. There hasn't been any reports of teams trying to move up. So that makes me nervous. If everyone feels like this is a deep draft and everyone kind of feels like, yeah, no, let's just trade down, let's get more picks because we really like the prospects. That just makes me nervous that no one really wants to trade up so you won't get a good deal. Mm. So that would be my counterpoint. I think, you know, so as far as the worst case for me, I just worry that, you know, and if you ask me, like, kind of what is my cloud of guys at 11, you know, I would put Christian McCaffrey in there maybe as the one offensive player. And then defensively, there's a bunch of guys. I mean, Derek Barnett, Lattimore, if he falls, Hassan Reddick, you know, a few of those guys. So my nightmare scenario is that all those guys are gone. No receiver and no quarterback is taken in the top 10. So
and McCaffrey would be gone. Would that?
Yeah, McCaffrey's gone. Solomon Thomas is gone. You know, both safeties, Hooker and Adams, are gone. Barnett gets taken in the top 10. Hassan Reddick gets taken in the top 10. No quarterbacks, no receivers. Unlikely. But that's my nightmare scenario, where basically the Saints are down. Like, they have to decide between, do we take O.J. Howard, do we take a receiver, do we take a quarterback, or do we reach for, you know, a Marlon Humphrey or a Quincy Wilson or something like that? You know, do we just draft a corner that's expected to go much later just because our board is completely gone. So that would be and that could happen. You know, all those guys that I just mentioned in the cloud could be gone if teams pass on quarterbacks and receivers entirely. And so that would be my nightmare scenario. And then to see the Saints pick like Trubisky or something, that to me would just feel like they're waving a white flag on a 2017 season.
Suck. In your nightmare scenario, what would you do if all the defensive players you want are gone and McCaffrey's gone? And your decision is like, say it's
reach for a defensive player and you can't trade down.
Say it's Allen, Howard, and Fournette, and your trade down offers are like 60 cents on the dollar.
Pennies on the dollar. I would take O.J. Howard. I would pass on reaching for a defensive player, I think. I would pass on a quarterback. I would hate taking Trubisky or Mahomes at 11. I would hate it.
I think Saints Twitter would melt down if they took O.J. Howard until they started seeing his highlights.
Here's the thing. I think Kobe Fleener's a bust. I think Kobe Fleener and the Saints can get out of that contract as soon as next year. So I think if Fleener has another year like he just had, he's gone. And they're going to get out of that contract and they're going to cut him. And I just think O.J. Howard could come in and actually help this offense. You know, they don't need Christian McCaffrey. I would want him because he would add an element. I kind of feel like Howard would be what they were hoping Fleener was going to be, but didn't end up being that. So I just feel like it would help the offense. That is a guy that can make an immediate impact. It's not who I want, but as far as, like, am I certain he's going to be a Pro Bowl tight end? Yes. I think you could put him on any team, and that would be the case. You put him on the Saints with Breeze in that offense, and he's going to put up Graham-like numbers.
Do you think he's – if you had to bet on one guy, like, pick me one guy that's going to be awesome from the draft, would he be in your top three?
In the draft total?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely in the top six, I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe not the top six.
So, I mean, that's the doomsday scenario. I gave you the optimistic scenario. If they could fall, it probably will fall somewhere in the middle. I don't think it'll be as great as we want it at 11, and I don't think it'll be as terrible. I think what it'll be is one quarterback goes, and the defensive players, there'll be somebody there for them, I think.
Yeah, we got about 90 seconds. I will say, Reuben Foster, like, I really don't want him. I don't want the Saints to take him. I would stay away. But if the Saints took him at 11, he's so talented that I could talk myself into being okay with it. You know, like, I would talk myself into believing that, well, they must have done their due diligence on the medical thing, and they interviewed him, and they liked him, and, you know, all this stuff that we're overblowing it, and it's going to be fine. So I could talk myself into Reuben Foster. I could not talk myself into Trubisky or Mahomes. I mean, just not at 11. I would it would feel like a white flag in the 2017.
Yeah, probably. Gosh, please don't do that. All right, I guess we're done.